Here's some juicy headlines this week for all of you politically incorrect connoisseurs. In New York, Jewish mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner confessed to yet another sexting scandal, with his wife by his side in the most recent episode of his televised marriage therapy. Weiner, also known by his cyber pseudonym, Carlos Danger, admitted that his sex chats extended far beyond his resignation from Congress in 2011. Carlos Danger fessed up after a gossip site, The Dirty, posted his online sex chats, which included a photo of Weiner's wiener. Crass carnality is common to Jews like Anthony Weiner, who in shunning the sacramental life in Christ are plagued by bodily passions that destroy both marriages and political careers. "It's behind me," Weiner insists, but bad habits die hard. I suspect Carlos Danger will be back in cyberspace soon enough when the urge hits him in his crotch once again. In Jerusalem, a kosher crisis is looming due to the investigation of Chief Rabbi Yonah Metzger, charged with bribery, fraud, and money laundering. Metzger recused himself from his duties, which includes kosher licensing, until the probe is concluded. But what's being hushed up is that Metzger's crimes reach below the belt as well. Four men have already reported sexual misconduct by the rabbi. Now a personal trainer says that during a bodybuilding interview, the rabbi grabbed his hand and stroked it throughout the entire session. After the rabbi requested to feel his stomach, the trainer politely recused himself. It's the same old story all over again. Crass carnality plagues the Jewish psyche, soul, and physique. In Washington, pending UN Ambassador Samantha Power said she'd press for Israel to have a rotating seat on the Security Council. Why such a teeny-weeny country should enjoy such UN prominence is yet another Zionist riddle just begging to be solved. Perhaps because she's married to Cass Sunstein, a former Obama czar, bias to the Jewish agenda puts tribal interests before reason. Or perhaps, although she was once pro-Palestinian, it dawned on her that when climbing the political ladder of upward Jewish mobility, one must sacrifice conscience for career. In the game of politics, homage to the Jewish lobby is the master key. But in the game of life, a bad conscience is the grand inquisitor. And on Capitol Hill, a bill to halt NSA spying was shot down by a 12-vote margin. The bill would have blocked the NSA from collecting phone records unless pertaining to a particular person under investigation. Jewish members of the House across party lines voted against the bill in their endorsement of Jewmerica's rising police state. With Eric Cantor's resounding no, his tribal affiliates, including Hoyer, Wasserman Schultz, Israel, Levin, sounds like a guest list to a bar mitzvah, echoed that same portentous no. To this bar mitzvah, the spied on Goyim are not invited. But guest of honor seating goes to the Jewish-enabled espionage machine known as the NSA. And that's the way it is. It's good news for the Jews, but bad news for everyone else. I'll be back next week for my next edition of Politically Incorrect Jewish News.